Now, this is what love is for. Verse 6. When we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. There's two people he died for, the ungodly and those that were weak, without strength, those that were feeble. And that doesn't have to do necessarily with physical weakness. It has to do with inability to rescue. You were so weak you could not rescue yourself. You were so deep in sin, fire, and the world of flesh and the devil that you could not rescue yourself. Weakness. He said he came for those who couldn't rescue themselves. And he came for the ungodly, those that were not like God at all. Now, you have two people, they're not at all alike. If I furnish my house, I have antiques. I like antiques. I don't like contemporary. I like them for you. I don't want any in my house. And I have to have color. I see those beautiful contemporary houses on TV, and they're all white and beige, and I think, beautiful, but not here. Mm-mm. I like color. I like old mahogany. I like it to shine. I'm not an antiquist that likes to still see the five colors of paint that was on it from 1822. I want it to shine. I want it to look like it did the day it came off of the sales floor or out of the carpenter shop. That's what I like. But my dear friend and relative is a minimalist. You know what a minimalist? They just want one chair and a lamp. And they're happy campers. One chair and a lamp. And they're just, and we're so different. So different. They come in my house. My house is crowded. Wayne Refinished Antiques was in that business for years, and so anything didn't sell or I chose to purchase for free, I chose to move it from the shop to the house. It's mine, and a lot of it's still there. And she looked around, and she went, and she said to me, "How can you stand this clutter?" I said, "I organized that clutter personally. That is organized clutter. I put everything in its place. And when I pace and pray," I'm a pacer. You can't tell that. I pace and pray and I think, "You would look better over here." Wayne said, "I thought you were praying." I said, "I am praying. I just had this revelation that this needs to go over here." It's okay to be different. Amen. In fact, if we weren't different, this would be a puny and pathetic body. If everybody was a liver, everybody was a florist. We have to have different. And ungodly means we were so different from God, so very different from Him. He said, "I'm going to go for those that are not anything like me." Well, usually we choose a friend. We choose them because we have something in common, do we not? And then he said, verse 8, God commended, that means he showed, he displayed his love toward us that while we were sinners are the one always missing the mark, always doing the wrong thing, whether it's deliberate as a transgression, perverted as an iniquity, or it's just plain, you just plain missed it, which is what sin means. It means you didn't hit the target. He said, "I'm going to go, these are the people, these are the ones that I so love." Now, how strange that is. You know, if you keep kicking me in the shin, I'm probably not going to so love you anymore, because that's what the flesh says. So I don't know who you think you are. You do that one more time to me. Me, I'm just going to walk off and leave you standing there, pretend like I didn't see you. One lady helped me out. Every now and then a student really helps you out. And she said, "You know, I found out that the nose does not have to be in close fellowship with the armpit." And I went, "Yes, yes." And I said to the Lord, "I'll be the armpit. I don't mind. Just keep her away from me. Keep that nose over there. I don't mind being the armpit. Really, really. I want you to capture. There was nothing in you that was worth retrieving or redeeming. Nothing. You were not valuable except to God the Creator because He loved you.